and welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Allen. Email questions, should you have any, to bruce@bruceallen.com. That's Bruce and Sallon, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. You can follow me on Twitter, at Bruce Allen, and you can also like my Facebook page, which is called A Dad's Point of View. We just passed 3,500 parents who like us from over, I don't know, I lost count, somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 to 40 different countries, with the number one country still being Mumbai, India. Go explain that one. Also, you might want to visit my relatively new website, BoomerTechTalk.com. That's Boomer like Baby Boomer, Tech like Technology, Talk like Talk Radio, where you can find my son's wonderful It's a Tech World After All comics, as well as all sorts of 101 tips on how to use social media and technology. I write a series there on the evolution of technology, co-authored with a professor, David E. Weber, from the University of North Carolina, Wilmington, and it is a nostalgic look at the technology that us boomers grew up with. And I think you will find it fun, great pictures, often some good links as well. As I think most people are, I have been very affected by world events recently, and it's hard for me to go about my daily business just smiling when I'm aware of the crises in the Middle East, the turn of events negatively in Libya, where a tyrant is possibly winning with no one else in the world doing much to help the people fighting for democracy there. It's hard to watch. And, of course, the Japanese crisis has affected us all as far as our concerns for all those people, the potential fallout, literally and figuratively, that we are concerned about. Not to mention the loss of lives and its impact on not only the Japanese economy, but the world economy and our families. How and what we tell our kids is very important in these times. How we live our lives and how we model behavior, as I always say, is very important. I am extremely proud of my 14-year-old son who took the opportunity, much as many cartoonists did after 9/11, it's very hard after a tragedy as significant as 9/11 or one as significant as what has taken place and is taking place in Japan to go about your daily business. And we were due for a new Tech World cartoon on Boomer Tech Talk. And my son and I discussed it, and we realized that we couldn't just do the light and frothy, silly stuff that we've been doing, which is what it's about. And he and I came up with a message about caring, about what we can do. There's also a fantastic article on Boomer Tech Talk about how social media can help in a crisis with a lot of links that you can choose to go to where you can give charity and give back and help the many victims and the recovery of Japan. So these are some of the things on my mind. I am not usually so serious, but sometimes I think it's just important that we look at the world realistically and show that kind of concern to our kids. That's what being a good parent is, modeling in the good times and modeling good behavior in the bad times and how we respond. For what it's worth, I am also on a more positive and happy front. I'm very excited. I have my first book will be coming out in May, just in time for Father's Day. It's called A Dad's Point of View. We are half the equation. We'll be taking pre-orders for it soon on BruceSallon.com, so stay tuned. It will be, I promise you, a fun read. I've gotten some preliminary reviews and blurbs for the book from some notable people, including my good friend Stan Lee, the creator of Spider-Man, Fantastic Four, X-Men, and so much else. Today's topic, however, is based on, as always, my current A Dad's Point of View column, which is titled, What Happened to the American Work Ethic? If you go to BruceAllen.com and find the column in the My Column section, you also see some really terrific pictures that I took because the column was inspired by my recent trip to Southeast Asia. And I took, I only took about 3,000 pictures. I edited and printed about 800, of which I put 4 in this column. I have another link for friends, and if you're interested, certainly write me. I'll send it to you, to the 90 best pictures, which I have on a online public photo album. But if you want to see that for any reason, just write me at Bruce Allen, and I'll send you the link. The diversity of cultures, the sites, and the people that I saw in the 8 countries that we visited struck me, obviously. Those were the obvious things. But the thing that I was really kind of stunned by was the exceptional work ethic that I experienced. For a variety of reasons, probably due to labor laws and other things, I also believe there's a diminished American work ethic. And the majority of the staff on our cruise ship came from Eastern European, South American, and Asian countries. Their demeanor and good cheer was so startling that I almost believed it was artificial. It wasn't. Sadly, I've grown accustomed to a lack of friendly, quick, and accessible customer service in the States. I remember it being different in my childhood when my parents – think about what a quaint memory this is – when my parents would pull into a gas station and a cheerful, uniformed gas station attendant would rush out and ask what kind of gas did we want and offer to check our water and oil, as well as, without being asked, wash our windows. Can you imagine such service today, even if most gas stations were not self-serve? I also remember going into department stores and having a professional salesperson, whatever department I happened into, quickly approach me and offer his or her assistant. At shoe stores, the shoe salesperson would know my name, know my size, and often have the perfect suggestion for a pair of shoes for me. This seems so long ago that it seems like an urban legend. When was the last time you entered a department store and could even find a salesperson, let alone one with a smile and professional attitude towards their job? Every staff person on our cruise greeted us with a smile, a warm hello, and an offer of help no matter where or what his or her job was. The service in the restaurants was impeccable, professional, and a pleasure to experience. But mostly, I was struck by the apparent joy and pride they took in their jobs. The same attitudes applied to every tour guide we traveled with in each of the 8 countries we visited. Not only were they completely professional, they brought a positive approach, a pride of their country, and a great desire that each guest was satisfied on their tours. Again, it struck me, ironically, so, and I put this in quotes, foreign, given how much different all forms of so-called service are here at home. What changed and why is this the case is my question, and I don't have a simple answer. And what does it mean for America's future for our kids who mostly view entry-level jobs as beneath them? For me, it doesn't instill a lot of confidence in our country's stature in the world economy. And closer to home, I worry about my own 2 boys' potential in the workplace. My own boys are great examples of the difference between work attitudes when I was growing up and how some kids are growing up today. My kids resist work, period. Even when given the opportunity to make money for extra chores, they would rather not. I'm not proud to admit this fact, nor do I believe that I've done the best job of parenting if this is the result. But it seems true for all of my friends' children and a general pattern of our generation of parenting and our generation's offspring. Again, I'm not sure why. There was a period of time in my case after my wife left where I paid more attention to my boys' emotional well-being than I did to discipline and tough love parenting. I felt bad for them. And the moment we allow feelings to enter our parenting, we are likely undermining our job and the best raising and education of our children. As I like to say all too often, it is not our job to be our children's best friend. It is our job to be their best parent. And those are not the same. Our job is not to make them feel good, but to prepare them for independence and to give them the needed skills to thrive in what is now an increasingly more difficult workplace. I'm going to continue on this with our forthcoming guests, Wayne Levine for the Men's Room, Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rap, and Jim Scheinberg for Family Financial Matters. I have other thoughts on this as well. Again, if you want to reach me, always visit my website, brucesallon.com, or email me at bruce@brucesallon.com. Richard Dugan, my producer, is telling me it's time for a break. Our next segment is The Men's Room with Wayne Levine. This is The Bruce Sallon Show, A Dad's Point of View.
Bruce Sallon, father of two. Bruce Sallon, he knows what to do.